After a thrilling 3 days, Europe have won the Ryder Cup.
It's been conceded. Europe have won the Ryder Cup. It's 14 and a half points guaranteed. Tommy Fleetwood, the hero of Europe. I think someone has just jumped into the water. Yes, somebody has just jumped into the water behind. Now somebody else is running across the green, jumping into the water. Oh, so Tommy Fleetwood, hugs all around.
Tommy Fleetwood, the man securing that winning moment, regaining the Ryder Cup for Luke Donald's side. We'll react to it all on the official Ryder Cup podcast brought to you by City. Well, what a day, what a week, what memories for everyone involved. I'm Marcus Buckland, bathing in late evening Roman sunshine. That's been an ever-present factor over the past few days. We are just by the practice putting and chipping area. And alongside me, I'm delighted to have the Italian legend, Alberto Benaghi, the American broadcasting maestro, Matty Adams, and top player, coach, pundit, and all-round person, Sophie Walker, to reflect on a final scoreline that reads Europe 16 and a half points, the United States 11 and a half. That sounds fairly comfortable, but Sophie, for a period late in the afternoon, an extraordinary American comeback was on the cards, wasn't it?
It certainly was. I was on the Patrick Cantlay match. He beat Justin Rose, and then we were sent to Jordan Spieth and Shane Lowry because we felt that might be a critical time of it. And as we walked down 13, Spieth had a putt for the win, and I thought, if he holds this, it's good night. He fell away. And then as soon as the Europeans got back to one down, it was like the Americans started to think, hang on, maybe it isn't possible. Remember, Europe got 4 points reasonably early, so they only needed a half. So it might have looked rather red on the board, but it was only a half point. But the relief on the Europeans' faces were there for everybody to see.
Yeah, in the end today, in the singles, there were 5 wins for Europe, 5 for the United States. 2 matches were half. Matt Fitzpatrick had a putt to win the Ryder Cup around about an hour before the business was eventually concluded. So although the Americans have lost, Zach Johnson and the team can be proud of the way they battled today, Matty, which will be scant consolation, I know, but at least they gave their all in a seemingly hopeless situation.
Yeah, I don't discount it. I think it will be something that they'll look back on and feel pride in, the fact that while the entire world had them counted out, they put up a good fight that for a while had people wondering maybe they just might pull off the improbable. So I think as Sundays would go at the Ryder Cup, given how we got here, the fact that it was a battle to the end, yeah, I think they have reason to be proud.
It was a roasting hot day. It's lovely now. The sun is just setting in the distance. There's a cool breeze. We've still got thousands of spectators milling around, making the most of their last few minutes in this incredible location. And you can probably hear the music in the distance. It's been quite loud there for 3 days. Alberto, you must be so proud of the way your fellow countrymen and women have put on this incredible show.
Yes, correct. I mean, I think at the end it was a great World Cup for any under every expect. I would say like Rome would give a good welcome to you, to everybody, to Americans, to the European team. Everybody was so happy. And ever since the fans so happy around the golf course, in the shops, in the eating point, bruschetta and porchetta. and I tell you, it was a great World Cup. And it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy. It looked easy, brother, but at middle of the afternoon, I wasn't very, very relaxed on the course.
Well, it's been a tough week for you in many ways, because we shouldn't forget that Europe also won the Junior Ryder Cup, and a certain young fellow called Giovanni, your son, was part of that. So it's been double delight for the Europeans. We thought before the start of the week that Rory McIlroy would be, you know, the main man. He knows what to say. He knows how to play. 4 points out of 5 for McIlroy. Sophie, how impressed were you in terms of everything he brought to this week?
A record for Rory McIlroy. He's only ever won 3 points in a Ryder Cup. 5 sessions is the norm for Master McIlroy, and God, did he lead that team. But what I liked about Rory is that there's no single aim for him. The way he runs around the golf course cheering on his mates, he makes them all friends. He's not on a pedestal in the sense of off the golf course. On the golf course he is, everybody looks up to him, but around those 11 players, I mean, the way he bolted up 18, we all know how hilly Marco Simone is. He saw Shane Lowry from 200 yards away and he sprinted towards him to hug him as Shane came down for his match. I admire the way Rory McIlroy gets involved with a team and can still be at the top of the game, which is a very selfish game.
Well, McIlroy was a 3-1 winner against Sam Burns. Go to the website or the official app for all the results. Matty and Alberto followed that particular match. Other notable performances from Europeans this week: Victor Hovland, who picked up 3.5 points. Shane Lowry was actually 3 down early on today against Jordan Spieth. He eventually finished all square in that match. Tommy Fleetwood, hero in Paris, with the putt, as it happens, Matty, that won it again for his continent.
He just cast him as the leading man because he is able to rise to the occasion, and he did it once again. And the emotion that he has displayed throughout the course of the week, and especially today, was inspiring. He's a great player. He's a fun player to be a fan of.
Absolutely. As for the Americans, Alberto, listen, we know that it's now going to be at least 34 years before they taste victory on European soil. We've got to go back to 1993. Questions will be asked of Zach Johnson. Of course they will. Which of their players caught your eye? I think for many, Max Homa stood up, and a fair few more did this afternoon as well.
Yes, absolutely. Max Homa had a great start of the Ryder Cup. He was the only one from America holding putts, so taking the speed a little bit up. And I say Justin Thomas was the last pickup, last wild card. Somebody was not agree about that. I mean, this man is born for Ryder Cup. So those two players, I think I was very, very excited to watch it. And I think they were the key of when he came back from like 5-0. They needed them to come back and to try to come back to maybe to square this match.
Yeah, Max Homa squeezed through in the end today against Matt Fitzpatrick, 1-up, and Justin Thomas saw off Sepp Straka, 2-up, but that was mighty close right until the very end. Of course, guys, the headlines belong to the captains. If you win, you're a hero. If you lose, well, you've made lots of bad decisions, lots of mistakes. What on earth were you thinking about? Let's start with Luke Donald. Now, notably, Sophie, as Team Europe lifted the Ryder Cup on the first tee at the end of the presentation ceremony, the team itself started chanting, two more years. Now, for a long time, it's been the tradition in Europe that a captain gets one go. Do you think, partly as well because he came in late on as a replacement for Henrik Stenson, he should, if he wants to, be given the chance to go and try and retain the trophy in a couple of years in New York?
Well, why not? Rory McIlroy was famously said in a press conference, this is just an exhibition match. Well, the players don't treat it like that anymore, and neither should the federations or anybody that is in charge of picking the captains. You can't just give it to somebody because, hey, give him a go. It's not the boys' club anymore. People take this really seriously, and it's like a full-time job for the captains. I think Luke is the most thorough captain we've had in Europe since Paul McGinley. And if you are going to win on American soil, why not have that continuity of winning in Europe and then going out to America? Because I think it's really hard to give somebody the captaincy job just for America. And you're going to have captains saying, I don't want to be in America. Remember, it's going to be over 30 years before anybody's won on either side of the pond. It happened in the Solheim Cup. Katrina Matthew was the captain in Scotland, and then they gave her it in America, and she did win that. That continuity helped. The trouble is, it's an unpaid job, and it takes a lot out of you. Luke Donald has got 3 children. He's got his wife. He's probably been away from home quite a long time. It's up to him if he wants it again. But from a European point of view, I would love him there, and so would those 12 guys.
Well, here's what Luke had to say as the dust settled.
It's hard to put into words. First of all, I want to congratulate the US 12 superstar golfers. It was a pleasure to play against you and compete this week. We have 12 legends, 12 gladiators, and I couldn't have been prouder to be their captain. This is just an unbelievable feeling. We knew it wasn't going to be easier after Whistling Straits, but we came together and we won back the cup.
Matty, you know Luke quite well. The point that Sophie's been making is very true, isn't it? It sounds great. It's a huge honour. It's an awful lot of hard work. Do you think he'll want to do it again?
Yeah, I think he'll want to do it again. I think he will see it as the honor that it has been to have represented Europe as their captain. But what Sophie alluded to, I think, is something that you have to concentrate on, that it really is his decision. Even it may check all the boxes and make the most sense in the world, but it's a position that carries with it a tremendous amount of pressure. It takes a tremendous amount of time. You mentioned it yourself that it's a great deal of work. All of these things have to be taken into consideration, especially given the fact that Luke is still working on his own game. He's still trying to do what is his profession and play the game of golf. And it's very difficult to do that when you have all of these other considerations. So unless the structure of the role changes dramatically and it becomes something that is a job for him that can bridge him to something else, I think we have to be all very, very fair and very, very patient, realize that it's his decision. It's not just the will of the people or the players.
Yeah. Well, he's a charming man. He had to make some tough decisions. He had to tell Adrian Meronk that he wasn't going to be in the 12, despite all the fantastic things that he's done on a golf course. He was also brave in changing the format. He decided to play the four balls first thing on Friday. They hadn't done that in Europe since 1993, which was when the Americans last won. So he knows in his mind what he has to do. Is there anything else, Alberto, because you're a key part of the Italian Federation, you know what leadership's all about. What for you was so impressive about the way Captain Donald went about things?
Well, I think Luke knows the way. I mean, the way to do it is has been number one in the world. He's a gentleman. Everybody loves him. And I think the two Molinari gives him quite a lot of help in statistic, in taking the good pouring, and probably starting with a foursome that was the key, I think, of this Ryder Cup, because that's 4-0 has been the advantage that we keep for the other 3 days. So I think I will give some merit to the Molinari, but to all the vice captain, of course.
Yeah, well spotted. That was my deliberate unforced error. It was foursomes first, not fourballs. I was just making sure that you guys were all listening.
We all listen to you. We are in love for you, man.
No. Well, people tend to look at me and their eyes start to glaze over. So every now and then I'll make an error and see if you pick up on it, if that's okay. Zach Johnson, such an emotional guy. He made a brilliant speech in the opening ceremony. His voice was wavering. Matty, you saw him when everything came to a close on the 18th during all those frenetic scenes down by the 18th green. He had his trademark sunglasses on, but you were able just to look through the side of those, and you reported that tears were coming out of his eyes.
Yeah, it was. I was on the 18th green. I'd been dispatched there to try to grab interviews for us, and the world descended on 18. It's actually a scene unlike anything I've ever seen on a golf course before. It was absolutely remarkable. And there was such jubilation. There was so much joy. But in the middle of the fray, there was Zach Johnson being interviewed by a major media outlet. And as you mentioned, he had the sunglasses on, but I had come from the side in the direction that I was going, so I could see on the inside of the glasses just by happenstance, and I could see the tears had welled up. And again, you look at that and you go, well, is that because of the loss? Sure, it's because of the loss, but it's also because of the commitment and the love and the fact that he has devoted so much time to this team. He said from the beginning, He actually said, regardless of winning or losing, I want it to be a great experience and I want everyone to have fun. And ultimately, to me, the Ryder Cup is about what it means to the game, not only to individuals or to respective teams. And I think both Luke Donald and Zach Johnson conducted themselves with dignity, representing the best virtues of the game. And I think from that standpoint, he did a very, very good job.
And of course, it's tough when you're the losing captain, but you've got to stand up, you've got to give your reaction, and this is what Zach had to say.
Yeah, still pretty fresh, still pretty raw. If I have any reflection right now, it's that you just take your hat off, tip your cap, whatever the cliche is, to Team Europe, to Luke. They played great, and they earned it. Very impressive.
You had to lead your team. There was some bit of noise, bit of distraction this week. Overall, though, what do you think was the difference between the two sides as you take a look back?
Well, I think I just said it. I mean, I think it's quite simple. I think we got outplayed, but we showed grit, we showed heart. It got interesting there. a lot of ebb and flow in the tide. You know, we had some momentum coming in today, and even some momentum during the day. So I'm proud of my guys. I mean, they fought. They've got so much heart and grit. It's not them. I mean, it's on me. Maybe some poor decisions. I can reflect at some point. I don't have any idea yet. But it's not about those 12 guys. They played so hard. They played so hard for each other. They played so hard for our country. And I'm grateful for each and every one of them. Attitude of gratitude.
Well, Zach Johnson will let the dust settle. I'm sure there'll be a fair few people who'll say, well, you know, his pairings weren't quite right. Look what happened in the foursomes on Friday morning. They were four down. But Alberto, if you look at some of the individual tallies of the top American players, they simply didn't perform. Now, maybe they would have done better with other partners. Who knows? But the bottom line is you've got to put your trust in your star players, irrespective of who they're partnering. So how much blame would you lay at Zach Johnson's door over this?
Well, I'll tell you, Zach Johnson's job didn't start it in the right way. I mean, it was really, really tough after this 4-0 to give confidence to the player and to be positive. I don't think he did anything better in the foursome. I mean, he put so many strong pairs out in the Friday morning and Friday afternoon. They just didn't perform. They just didn't perform the way we used to see them performing, like on TV sometimes or live in the majors. So I will not like say that it's his fault. You could see the Americans playing, putting poorly the first day, and the speed was a little bit down. Only the long part of Cantley the other night take the speed a little bit up. Otherwise, without that part, the team was really, really down. So, I mean, Zach Johnson was the job was very, very tough after this 0-4, but he couldn't do much more against a strong European team.
Sophie, what was your take on the way the Americans performed overall?
Not good enough. Looking at strokes gained going into the singles, out the top 11 players, only three of them were American. And that's just not good enough. So Zach Johnson sends them out. But if you don't play well, you don't win. And they wouldn't have turned it round today because you can't find your game in a day. And for me, the Americans need to sort out the way the PGA Tour ends and the big gap between that and the Ryder Cup. You can't come to a Ryder Cup undercooked, and they all did.
And Matty, in terms of a likely successor, who will the Americans turn to next, do you think?
The rumours that I'm hearing most predominantly are Tiger Woods, potentially to captain in New York. We'll see. He captained a President's Cup team, played on the team, and did very, very well. I think he'd be a fantastic captain given the venue. And again, it's going to rise to a fever pitch because of what just took place, which I don't think is necessarily bad for the game of golf, that Europe wins and they're coming in as holding the cup when they go to the next Ryder Cup that will be in New York. But to what Sophie was just saying, I believe mistakes were made. And I think that part of a loss is an assessment of what didn't go well. And I think there was a conflict of philosophy in some regard. So I think there's a lot of areas that they can take a look at and tighten up in terms of 4 years down the road when we go to a Adair Manor.
Yeah. We'll continue to react to Europe's win in the 2023 Ryder Cup shortly on the official Ryder Cup podcast brought to you by Citi. They're not an airline, but their network connects global businesses in nearly 160 local markets with over two centuries of experience. They're not just any bank, they are Citi. More at citi.com/wearecity. Well, as the music continues to blare out in the distance, the sun has now almost completely set. We can just see it behind a few trees. At this time of the year, Alberto, it goes down very, very quickly, but what a setting. I mean, this place is magical, isn't it?
It is. I mean, this sun is now down. It's the same sun that we saw in the highs of the player on 16T and 18T. So it's a gorgeous view from up there, looking at the city of Rome, the sunshine, the sunset now. So I think it's been a wonderful week for, hopefully even for you guys, in this hot weather, but I mean, not that hot to be like...
We are honestly not complaining about the hot weather. Well, a couple of our team were, but, you know.
Yeah, sorry.
The tough ones amongst us. Sophie, for example, she's enjoyed it all. Pick out a couple of individual memories for you, Soph, over the past 3 days.
Well, I've followed a lot of American wins, so they're probably the only American wins. Patrick Cantlay, the way he played I followed him in two matches and he was, 13 under par for those two rounds, getting dog's abuse. So I was very impressed with him. The Rory McIlroy chip on 16 was the best shot I have ever seen live. That lad does stuff that none of us can do in terms of how far he hits it, but he didn't need power for that. It was like, you know, when you walk your dog and your dog walks off and you pull the lead back, that's exactly what his pitch shot was like on 17. Look, he didn't get the win, but being on 18 to see it all happen with that match and then following Shane Lowry down the last and to see the way Rory McIlroy jumped into his arms, that was very special.
Matty, pick out a couple of your special moments, please.
I think every Ryder Cup is incredibly inspiring because I think Ryder Cups don't just belong to the team that wins the Ryder Cup. It belongs to the game of golf. It belongs to all of us. And once again, it was incredibly inspiring every way. I feel like I saw golf shots this week that were better than any golf shots that I've seen. And of all the events that I go to and that I cover, I saw things done this week that I've never seen done before. And ironically, it was kind of what Sophie was talking about. Most of these shots that absolutely amazed me were done with a wedge. These are the best players in the world under the most intense pressure, and they did things that I thought were impossible, and I will never forget it.
And Alberto, I mean, you've made a stunning debut on our team. You had your son, a key part of the victorious Junior European Ryder Cup side. I want to know how he did celebrate that night, by the way. So tell us about that and what else has embraced your imagination as much as anything during this incredible Ryder Cup week.
Well, to be honest, the friendship between the inside the European team, both the team, junior team, was they were enjoying so much on course and out course. They were big friends. They keep like giving five and they keep giving like strength to the other one. And I think the same on the major team. But I mean, I love everything on this. Like, I mean, the smile of Hovland, the smile that Hovland put on every shot he did. He did some unbelievable shot. This smile was like the smile of a kid, and that's what I like. And well, we want to speak about Rory. I mean, if you don't know what is golf, and you want to go and check and then go to the website and say, oh, what is golf? You will see golf is Rory McIlroy. Mm. I mean, the way his ball is sound, the sound of this ball, the way he's hitting. Today, I witnessed some of the best shot I've never seen in my life, and it's 550 here. I'm in golf, and Rory give us some unbelievable emotion today.
And did young Giovanni behave as his mother wanted him to after that junior triumph during the middle of part of the week? I believe he had some Latin homework to go and do, didn't he?
Yeah, but I think he preferred to go out with his friends. And yesterday he called me 2 o'clock in the evening. He I can't find a taxi, but I was sleeping.
Well, listen, congratulations to him. Thank you so much for bringing us some brilliant local charm to our airways over the past few days. That's Alberto Benaghi. Thanks also to Matty Adams and to Sophie Walker. Thank you for listening. I hope we've been able to bring you just a little bit of the magic of this beautiful part of the world. That was the 2023 Ryder Cup. It's been extraordinary. Congratulations to Team Europe. They've regained one of sport's greatest honours. I'm Marcus Buckland. From all of us here, take care until New York 2025. For now, the Ryder Cup is coming Rome. You've been listening to the official Ryder Cup podcast brought to you by City.
For the first day's playing in the 2023 Ryder Cup, representing Europe, John Rahm and Tyrrell Hatton.
He's going towards the pin and in! In it goes! Oh, he's done it again! He's done it yet again! And John Rahm has chipped in.
It swings, it swings! And it's in! Oh, Victor!
And Tommy Fleetwood, Rory McIlroy win 2-1. Europe clean sweep the foursomes 4-0. What a wonderful morning's golf in Rome.
Max Homa missed the green left in some thick rough. Hit a great shot and hit the flag and wouldn't drop.
And he has it! And Justin Rose has hold the putt on 18 for us. All square match. And that will bring the matches 6.5, 1.5. What a phenomenal finish to the first Friday of the Ryder Cup here in Rome.
course Rory McIlroy's done it. Takes his cap off, hugs Tommy Fleetwood. Luke Donald's side are flying here.
It's a European point, this is all over. So 9-7 win, I make that, which is astonishing. Utterly, utterly astonishing.
And he's hold it! Max Homer has made an eagle on 16 to close this match 4-2. Some red on the board for the USA.
It's in! Oh my! Tommy Fleetwood with a 2.
He's hold it, you know. Patrick Cantlay yells, come on, a couple of fist pumps.
And America, right at the death, grabs what could yet prove to be a hugely significant point.
Into the hole it goes from Patrick Cantlay, and he does have the win on this 17th green.
Oh man, this is a shot of the tournament. This is a great shot. It's only 4 feet away in this moment. Incredible.
Rory McIlroy wins the match, 3-1. In it goes Max Homer. What a great putt on the last hole. Max Homer wins this match 1-up, keeps them American hopes alive.
It's been conceded Europe have won the Ryder Cup. It's 14.5 points guaranteed. Tommy Fleetwood, the hero of Europe. I think someone has just jumped into the water. Yes, somebody has just jumped into the water.
It's coming, row. Please, everyone, put your hands together for the winners of the 2023